Blog Talk Radio.
The views, opinions, and dialogue expressed on this radio show may not necessarily be of the host, co-host, guest, or even Blog Talk Radio. Listener discretion is advised.
Folks, welcome to another spectacular week here at the Paranormal Circus. I'm Will Scoville, joined by Robbie Prince, and we got the most craziest antics going on ever in the world of radio, right here, folks, on DTM Wicked Radio. Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about Swinging at Shadows. Obviously, we talk about that all the time. It's the film that I'm putting together, featuring Robbie Prince, of course, as well as some other folks, and we'll talk about that later. I'm not going to talk about it right now because I'm just doing the intro. Just relax a minute, okay? Anyway, tonight also we have the AWOL, Alyssa Onyx. We're going to figure out where she's at, what she's doing, is there any kind of Amber Alert out there that's been issued for her, because we want to know where she is. This is just crazy. She's not here. She's been late a few times. She's, you know, been tardy. She's just not showing up on time. We want to know what's going on. She said she was making money before. We want to know how she was making money. We want to know what's going on. We want to know what's going on behind the facade. That being said, this week, actually tonight, tomorrow, whatever, is the ROT Rally, the Republic of Texas Biker Rally, right here, Austin, Texas. There's some awesome bands going to be down there, of course. There's going to be bikes from, like, all over the country, maybe all over the world. Who knows? It's huge. There's chaos in downtown Austin. You can't drive anywhere. You can't get around, all that kind of stuff. But there's one awesome thing about it, besides the bikes and the hot chicks and other things. There are several bands that have been on our show. They're going to be downtown. They're going to be live. They're going to be playing. They're going to be at Darwin's Club. They're going to be at the Expo Center, all that kind of stuff. And we're going to talk about that a little later. And we're also going to play some of their music. So that's way cool. Also, hopefully tonight, even though the lovely Alyssa is AWOL, we do have a fill-in, sort of, kind of, the lovely Tina Presley-Borick. I believe is going to join us. I Facebooked her, and you know how that works. It's not reliable. But hopefully she is. She can come on. She's with Mitchell and Presley Talent Group, and she's my agent. So just be respectful. Just act right. Act accordingly. We'll also have weird news from Huffington Post, which is really cool. Mitch the Madman will make an appearance tonight as he scours the streets of Austin, Texas, looking for the craziest fruitcakes ever, and interviews them for you, because it's awesome. But anyways, without further ado, let me bring in my co-host, Mr. Robbie Prince. Robbie!
I feel like I'm walking in on a xylophone.
It's awesome, right?
Yeah.
Greatest show under the big top. You know?
Yeah.
Dude, Alyssa is gone once again.
I don't know. I don't know where she's at this time.
Actually, this time she Facebooked me. And you know what she said? I'm going to read it for you right here. Yo.
She's at a Batman convention.
You think? Some kind of like Comic-Con thing or something?
Same bat cave, same bat time.
hanging out with Robin.
Wham! Slam!
Those were the days right there. That
yeah.
TV show was awesome. You know, a little bit older. Adam West and everything. Wham! Slam! Boom! Ba! Oh, it was cool. I enjoyed that. Dude, she wrote me like a whole book here of like what she's doing tonight to justify her absence. Here's what she said. Okay, the message reads this. Yo, I will be heading to Georgetown around 4 with my mom to visit and go to dinner with my sister and niece that are in town for a basketball camp. Some basketball camp thing before they head back to Sweetwater. So I won't be able to make it to the show tonight just because I have no idea when I'll be getting back home. What the hey? You got your cell phone? Call us. That's what other people do. Oh, man. So, you know what? I have a sneaking suspicion there's something else going on. Because, you know, she said she's going, you know, with some family members to some basketball camp thingy before everybody heads back to Sweetwater. But I've got a news report of something else that's been going on, and I'm not sure I quite buy her story, Robbie. And actually, I'll let you make up your mind here. Let me roll the news story, and let me know what you think, Robbie.
All right.
Much like their mythical namesakes, vampire bats must feast on fresh blood every 2 to 3 days or die of starvation. They seek out warm-blooded mammals, thriving off domestic livestock living in the tropical regions of South and Central America. Most victims never feel a thing, and the bite itself is superficial. But increasingly, bats are targeting humans, and the encounters are turning deadly. The bats are blamed for rabies outbreaks in Peru, and National Geographic grantee Daniel Stryker is researching the environmental causes and extent of the disease.
Vampire bats are kind of the perfect storm of different ecological characteristics. On the one hand, these bats are feeding on larger mammals, which are susceptible to rabies, and in order to feed on these animals to drink their blood, they have to bite. And biting is also the main route of transmission of rabies virus.
Stryker is surveying vampire bats from the Amazon rainforest to the farms along the valleys of the Andes Mountains. Vampire bats are native to Peru, but 500 years ago, settlers imported an ideal food source, cattle. And as the number of livestock increases and spreads across the country, so too does the population of vampire bats. Today, large colonies thrive near areas devoted to ranching. Yet despite the burgeoning bat population, it's rare for people living in these agricultural areas to become infected with rabies. Rabies is a frightening and deadly disease. The classic form of the disease turns even docile creatures into aggressors that foam at the mouth. But the strain found in vampire bats is different. It's known as paralytic, or dumb rabies, causing disorientation, muscle weakness, and eventually, death. To learn more, he must turn the tables. This time it's a human taking blood from a vampire. Working at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, in Atlanta, Stryker adds a lab strain of the rabies virus to blood samples he collected from vampire bats in Peru. After an incubation period, the test results will show which bats have been exposed to the rabies. Under the microscope, fluorescent green dye indicates no antibodies present, meaning the bat was free of disease. But if the results come back clear, the bat has antibodies, and Stryker knows the bat was exposed to rabies in the recent past.
And so this is an important test for us because it allows us to first determine whether the virus is present or absent in a bat population. And finally, we can ask some questions at the population level, specifically asking things like, as you have more livestock in a given area, do you see a higher proportion of bats that have been exposed to this virus?
Preliminary results indicate that vampire bats from agricultural areas may actually have a higher rate of infection than do bats from other parts of the country. So, why then do so few people who live near cattle ranches fall ill with rabies, if there are so many bats around infected with the disease? Stryker believes that the livestock act as a buffer. Bats prefer passive herds to people, reducing the attacks on people. But as vampire bat populations increase and more livestock become infected, this could pose a greater rabies threat to people in the future. The same theory may explain why human rabies is more common in Peru's Amazon rainforest. Here, development such as logging, mining, and road construction has wiped out vast tracts of habitat and reduced wildlife populations. And since there's not much livestock in this area, the bats turn to another food source, humans. There may be fewer infected bats, but they bite people more frequently. Could this be why the disease is far more common here than in the Andes? There's much more to learn about how widespread rabies is among the country's bat population.
What we don't know is how this disease is persisting in the vampire bats, and as a correlate of that, we don't know where it is in vampire bats. So again, much more widespread. Potentially, it's always present in these bat populations.
Stryker will continue to collect data, hoping his research will eventually help predict where people will need to be vaccinated. The more he learns about this frightening disease, the better the chance we may someday be able to control it.
Sponsored by National Geographic Mission Program, taking science and exploration into the new millennium.
Robbie, do you think that's where she is? Are you there?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Very nice.
Oh, what happened?
Dude, do you think that's where she
is? I don't know what to think about that. The only thing I can say is, man, stay away from cows and stay away from bats. Get a big gun, dude. You know, just, I don't want no rabies, definitely.
Do you think that she, like, her and the vampire court of Austin, they go out and, like, feed on animals and stuff like that because they're looking for, like, a more passive subject to attack and whatnot?
Why don't they just feed off each other?
Ooh, that would be weird. Because if you get bit by a vampire, then you're supposed to be able to, you know, stay a vampire forever unless you wander out during the daytime and the sun happens to turn you into dust, you know, or someone comes up and stabs you through the heart with a stake, or someone goes to like HEB, buys a big old thing of garlic, wears it around their neck, you know, screws you up. I wonder if they're like allergic to it, you know, like people have like mold allergies and different things here. You know, if you have like a garlic allergy, if you're a vampire, I don't know.
Just get non-gluten.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It should be gluten-free. Whatever they eat should be gluten-free.
A gluten-free garlic.
So do you think, Robbie, that if a vampire who has rabies bites a person who doesn't have rabies, gives them rabies, and then they're supposed to live forever as a vampire, do they live forever with the rabies, or are they miraculously cured of it, or, you know, is there some kind of vampire antibody that fixes up their immune system where, you know, they can deal with the rabies better, you know, they won't get paralyzed and foam at the mouth and other sort of thing, you know?
I don't know. I think if you're a vampire, you can bite anybody, don't matter if they have rabies or not.
I wonder if, but I'm just like wondering if vampires have rabies. You know, they give other people rabies also, and make them into foaming of the mouth, long living Dracula types.
Yeah,
it just freaks me out. I don't know. I just sent Onyx a message saying that we just played a new story about vampire bats and how they attack people. So, it hasn't inspired her to call in yet. She hasn't seen it, I don't think. Because normally, like, if you make a message here on Facebook, and the person looks at it, it'll say seen underneath it, and it doesn't say that. So, what can you do? You know, I keep getting a lot of letters on our PSA that we do every week regarding bath salts and why you shouldn't do bath salts. I thought it was a great PSA, to be honest with you. It's very bad. People shouldn't do bath salts because you'll end up eating somebody's face off. It's terrible.
Yeah.
You know, people have PSAs about not smoking, be kind to pets, wear green underwear, you know, whatever. They have a lot of PSAs, right? And so we do one about bath salts, and people are sending me messages, you know, saying that I'm almost condoning bath salt usage amongst people.
No, we're not. We're explaining to you what it does to you, and you shouldn't do it. That's horrible.
Exactly. But what happens? I don't know. My mind just kind of thinks weird sometimes, like actually a lot of time. But I'm wondering, what happens if a vampire took bath salts? They already bite people, you know.
He eat his own face off.
That would be terrible, right? Vampires eat their own face off. Start biting themselves. Stop the abuse of what I think they're called. Oh man, it's some sort of name they give folks who donate blood, or actually donate it. They let vampires like bite them and suck their blood and stuff.
Blood donators? Vampire donators?
They're like, oh, some sort of name that you give somebody that's, oh, a submissive type thing. I don't know. Wait, that's something.
Dumbass.
Yeah. I don't even know where I was going with this. I just lost my mind completely. So, anyway. Oh, the Rot Rally is this weekend, as I talked about. Tonight, on the stage at the Paradise Bar, you got Warner Drive. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, folks. They were on stage like 2 hours ago. Forever Town was on stage 4 hours ago. Etta Kane was on stage 6 hours ago. I'm sorry, but while you're listening to our show right now, they're all done. So it really won't matter if you go downtown or not. Who cares? Well, but Saturday night anyway is Heaven Below. They'll be opening up for Sammy Hagar, which is very cool. I'm going to be down there for that. So it's going to be awesome. Sammy Hagar, I can't drive 55, you know. Plus, obviously, he was with Van Halen. So I remember, wasn't it funny? They call it Van Hagar. People would say Van Hagar when he was there. It's kind of cool. But they were still Van Halen, but people said Van Hagar. But Sammy Hagar is doing a lot of different stuff. He put together a group called Chickenfoot. Yeah, like that. That's awesome. Chickenfoot.
They should have called it Hey Halen.
Hey Halen. Nice. Wait a minute. Chickenfoot, isn't that like people were into voodoo and stuff like that, eat chicken feet and stuff? Like, they'll have like a raw one sort of, and they'll just like chew on it.
God.
I don't know. I seen that once. I want to say it was on a movie or something. I don't know. This is like a movie. The folks were in Florida or at Miami or something like that, and this person was into voodoo and different things. And they took like this raw chicken foot, and he would like suck on it, bite on it and stuff. I was like, what a nasty son of a gun. That's what voodoo will do to you. You know? Not only can they turn people into zombies and stuff, it's proven fact, I guess. They like chicken feet and stuff. You know, yeah, bad stuff. Anyway, so yeah, that's Sammy Hagar. You know what? I think I would like to do this. Heaven Below is going to be opened up for Sammy Hagar. So in honor of that, we're going to be there, of course. Obviously, I keep telling everybody, like, just come down there, buy the tickets. Don't be such a lazy arse.
Arse.
I keep telling people, you know, come out of your basement. Do something with yourself. You know, go upstairs when mom goes out to the laundromat to wash her clothes. Go into her change purse, pull out all those quarters, nickels, and dimes, take them down to the local supermarket, put them in that change machine, you know, run the thing. Even though it gives you like 8 cents, you know, they charge like 8 cents every dollar or something like that. Just run it through there. Get up enough money, go see Heaven Below, Sammy Hagar, the Travis County Expo Center, Rot Rally. You got to do it. Saturday night, you have nothing better to do. I mean, really, you know, they're your mom's basement down there with your desktop. It's like from 1999. It barely has enough memory to kickstart on. You know, you're down there with your headphones and everything, trying to go to message boards that they don't even have anymore. You know, get out of the house already, you know. Go see Heaven Below, because they're awesome. And we're going to play some Subdivisions, a Rush cover they did, featuring Captain Kirk.
We'll be right back. Attention, all planets of the Solar Federation. Attention, all planets of the Solar Federation. We have assumed control. We have assumed control. We have assumed control. We have assumed control.
The views, opinions, and dialogue expressed on this radio show may not necessarily be of the host, co-host, guest, or even Block Talk Radio. Listener discretion is advised.
Robbie Prince, that was Subdivisions by Heaven Blue.
Dude, I've heard a lot of, like, you know, songs that's been redone, but they really did a great job on that song. I mean, because Rush is to do any kind of rock and roll band, redo any of kind of rock and roll band song, Rush has got to be one of the hardest bands in the world to play on the guitar, the keyboards, especially the drums. I mean, Neil Peart was voted one of the best drummers in the world, man, and he's totally awesome. But I tell you, they did a great job on that song. It's awesome. I love it.
Nice. Yeah, it was pretty incredible. So, yeah, so I guess we can see why they're opening up for Sammy Hagar, right? Wow. Pretty sweet. You know what? I was able to get a hold of Kendall Harker from Bridging the Cap of Rock, who is, she's right now she's downtown at Rot Rally with all these guys. So she's going to call in a couple minutes. I think she's going to call in like 3 minutes, Robbie. So Heaven Below, is it? Okay, great. Yeah, she's down there with him now. Robbie, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Just wanted to make a check there. Don't want to be talking by myself here. That'd be really weird. Nice. This is going to be cool. Yeah, she's with Heaven Below actually right now as we speak. So that's kind of cool. Yeah, she's going to call in a couple of minutes. Tina Presley-Borick, she's supposed to be calling in tonight. Don't know what she's doing. I told her to call in like 45 minutes, like 40 minutes ago. So I don't know what's going on. I know she's at like some kind of Comic-Con or something. And, you know, those places are really busy because, you know, you got those people walking around pretending they're comics. But they do that cosplay. You go in there, you wear like a, I don't know, like dress up like some anime character or something like that. And you just walk around. You know, you kind of pretend you're them. It's kind of weird. But people like it. Yeah. Like nerdy people. I wonder if it's the same people, Robbie, that are in their mom's basement listening to the show right now. You know, kind of curled up in the fetal position, sucking their thumb. No, I'm just kidding. Our listeners are the greatest listeners on the face of the earth because we travel around the entire earth because we're here at DTM Wicked Radio. And we're syndicated. We're live and nation and worldwide. We're universe-wide. Believe that.
Yeah,
I don't even
know
how many listeners we got. We got thousands and millions of gazillions of listeners. I don't even know. I stopped keeping track months ago. Yeah. But we're doing really well. We appreciate everybody that stops in each week, joins us, hangs out with us for 60 minutes of bowel-busting variety. That'd be terrible, right? You're like laughing or something and your bowel just bursts.
Damn.
It's almost as bad as like that one guy that called in. We talked to him. He spontaneously human combusted and lived.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that was crazy. So next time you're just laughing like crazy, you're getting real silly, you're rolling around on the floor, you think something's funny, just remember this, your bowels can bust at any moment. That's how it is. Oh, wait. We have Kendall Harker. I'm going to give her some lovely music here to welcome her to DTM Wicked Radio's Paranormal Circus. Kendall.
Hey, Will, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic.
Now you're down at the Rot Rally right now. Tell me what it's like.
Actually, we're down on 6th Street now. We were at Rot Rally a few hours ago with the Black Moods, and it was amazing. They really had, they did a phenomenal job. The music was outstanding. Sounded absolutely great. Now we came down to 6th Street, and we're at Darwin Club, and we got Black Moods playing at Touche's in about 30 minutes, and we have Heaven Below playing at Darwin's right now. So it's
did
Heaven crazy,
Below...
but it's a lot of fun.
Now, did Heaven Below bring William Shatner with them so he could say his part in Subdivisions?
Well, they may actually have to beam him down, but he's not here, so...
Yeah, you never know, Captain Kirk. Wow. It sounds like you're having a blast there. Is there a bunch of people
Absolute
or what?
Absolute blast. Yeah, there's it's a Thursday night. They're all still rolling in. There's a bunch of bikes out on 6th Street, up and down 6th Street, and bands everywhere. And it's just, it's really good. Tomorrow's supposed to be the killer, and Saturday is just ripping that hard.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll be there with you Saturday. That'll be great. Bring
yeah.
the cameras and stuff. Now, that's going to be at the Travis County Expo Center, right?
Absolutely. Travis County Expo Center on Decker Lane. I think it's 7122 Decker Lane. And we'll be hanging out with artists like Sammy Hagar. Heaven Below is opening up for them there on Saturday night. And we have some special guests that are going to be coming from Disturbed. And that would be John Moyer, the bassist, and Dave Draymond, the singer. You'll be... They're out there with us.
Wonderful. What time do I need to get there? I don't even know.
I'm sorry?
What time am I supposed to be there? I don't even know what time you'll be there.
You're supposed to meet me in the morning at 10 o'clock. We have to be...
Nobody gets up at 10 o'clock.
I have a bunch of musicians getting up at 10 o'clock. They're kind of like, what?
Well, you get the show's not till later at night, right?
Right. So load in and sound check. Hold on, guys. Got sirens. It is a madhouse down here a little bit. I can't get away from the sirens. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. What the heck's going on there? Did you guys cause some sort of accident or something?
In Travis County EMS. Having the first accident for the weekend. We'll be there all Saturday. We have to start out at 10 o'clock because traffic gets so horrendous with hundreds of thousands of bikes down here. You probably look at about 150,000 between downtown Austin and the bike rally. So to get through all that traffic, we have to leave pretty early, get to the Expo Center and load in at 12 o'clock. Then we have sound check. So, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow.
So they have green room for us, catering, all that good stuff. So you'll be able to cool off.
Well, they have
very hot.
Free stuff.
Yes. Free
what,
stuff.
I'm just making that up. It's not gluten-free. You're making that up now. You're trying to lure me down there saying it's gluten-free.
Free. The food is free.
Dang it. Well, that's cool. I think it's going to be a great time, especially with all those people there. Incredible.
Oh, gosh, there's an amazing amount of people here. And like I said, Black Moods played today in front of, I would probably say a good couple hundred people. 100 people were there. And everyone's just rolling in. Tomorrow's going to be fast, and then Saturday's just going to be crazy down here. So we're looking for a lot of fun.
How am I going to get into that place? Am I on a list? How am I going to get in? Do I got to crawl over a fence?
See.
Or get on the back of a bike?
You're on my list, so you'll come with us. We all go together in a big train of celebrities and us.
Wow.
Well, you're a celebrity, so I just say celebrity is not.
Nice, thank you. I feel better. I'm puffed up now.
Well, you are a celebrity. You're going to be taking film as a celebrity, so it's not my,
nice.
Different.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I really do. I'm excited about going.
It really is going to be a lot of fun. I met... Zach Ness from Arlen Ness today. super nice guy. Their company makes a lot of the Harley-Davidson manufactured aftermarket parts, and they're out there with a new military bike that they built that they're donating and giving away or whatever, and it's just, you know, it's a great day, and the rally, it's, like I say, it's hot, it's sweaty, and everybody's naked.
Are they stinky?
Well, I don't get close enough to find out.
That's good.
Yeah. A stand-up win.
So was everybody digging Forever Town or what?
Oh, absolutely. They're loving their music. They played Darwin's, a lot of the bands do the electric fight or electric side of their music here. And then they go to Touche's and they do an acoustic set there. So it's it shows two different sides of these bands, which is really good. Cause not a lot of bands out there want to do acoustic and or can do acoustic of their own music. So when they can, it just makes it even more better to listen to.
Now, pretty much right after this, aren't you guys going on a tour, like cross country with Forever Town?
Yes. Monday, we're actually leaving out Monday morning, about 5 in the morning, and we're heading to Bossier City in Louisiana. They've got their first gig there for the tour. From there, we go to New Orleans, or Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Mississippi, Florida, all the way up to the north east coast, and then up north to New York. So then we go zip in between into Missouri, over to Virginia, and just doing all those states. We'll be on tour for about 3 or 4 months.
Wow. And also, you have Warner Drive with you too, right? They're right
yes.
down here at the Rot Rally also.
Yes, yes. They came in today. They just got in this afternoon, and they'll be down here actually 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock they go on at Darwin's, and they're just blowing up the stage here. Everybody is just uber impressed with them, and you know, people's jaws are literally dropping as they walk through the door. These guys are bringing a lot to the plate. You know, Heaven Willow is playing here. We got Wanna Drive, and everyone's like ready to go.
Did you know that Wanna Drive has a really hot chick in their band?
Oh yeah.
Is she going to be there too?
Oh, absolutely. She's all made up and ready to rock her guitar on stage and give it to everybody like she can on stage. It's going to be amazing. Her hair is a lot longer now. I haven't seen them in forever, and for probably about 6-7 months. And so for the first day today, it's like, wow, you're still stunning and beautiful. She's just gorgeous. Great attitude. Great attitude.
I like
and
that
they're
song,
they can't wait. Huh? The Scarecrow.
Yeah.
That's a cool song.
It
is. It really is a cool song. I love that song.
Now, who's that band? Is it Attacane? Is that who it is?
Attacane. Yeah.
Tell us about them.
They're out of Dallas, Texas, and they're a little bit more hardcore. They got some new music that they've come out with, which is just great. I think one of the songs is called Hello World, which I was really impressed with, and yeah, it's a great bunch of guys. And they'll be down here Saturday. They'll be here Friday playing on the Paradise stage at the rally at 2 o'clock.
Oh,
so
awesome.
There'll be Attacane, Forever Town, and Wanna Drive all playing at the rally on one stage, one after the other.
Nice. That's right. Quite a lineup of rock and roll right there.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't have ran into this better bunch of guys, you know, and better bunch of musicians all here together. And the great thing is a lot of these guys already know each other from where they live and from touring, and there's some that should know each other that don't, so they're all introducing each other to each other, you know, playing and having a great time. So what makes this music world really great when everyone gets along and networks and makes it for a great night, a good night.
Wonderful. Now,
yeah.
If people want to know more about these bands and know more about Rich and the Capricorn, where can they go to check that out?
They can go on Facebook and look up Rich and the Capricorn Rock or Wanna Drive, Heaven Below, Forever Town, The Black Dudes, Attacane, and we have one other band that's playing at the venues here with them for the first time from San Antonio, and they're called Hunters of the Moon. You can also find them on Reverb Nation, Just plug in their names of the band, the Reverb Nation, YouTube, and on their websites as well. So when you put in their name on Google, everything will come up from Facebook, MySpace, YouTube, websites, you name it. And you can find them on Spotify. Spotify's a good place to find these guys if you want to listen to them as well. So Pandora, all that good stuff, and iTunes. So these guys plastered all over the place. But they're here in your town in Austin to play a damn good show 3 nights in a row. Dallin at 224 6th Street. And let me see what the crossroad is. San Jacinto. And then Touche's as well, which is 417 6th Street. And that's only a couple of blocks down.
Awesome. That's incredible. Everybody, go check them out. Look them up. Listen to their music. Support these folks because they're awesome. With that being said, Kendall, thanks for coming on this week, talking about what's going on with the Bridging the Cap Rock and these bands and stuff. Awesome.
You're welcome.
Pumped.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and I can't wait to get with you on Saturday and have a mighty great time filming and just socializing with some great people.
Nice. Well, I'm going to take you out right here with a little bit of Forever Town, and this is Platinum Girl. Later, Kendall.
Later. Bye, guys.
I like you just like you are. You make me feel like a single star. Let's drive this love in the fast lane. I'm crazy for you, and I want more of it all.
I need you to reach for it all and rock with me on the dance floor.
dialogue expressed on this radio show may not necessarily be of the host, co-host, guest, or even Block Talk Radio. Listener discretion is advised.
Robbie, that was way cool.
Yes, sir.
Man, that was awesome, right? She's downtown. She's with all these guys, jamming, rocking.
Yeah, it's cool.
Man, so Saturday's going to be a trip. I can't believe I got to get up and, like, be, like, out the door at, like, 10 o'clock. Holy crap.
You know what else is kind of cool, Will, is Determination is getting back together for one show.
No way.
Yeah, bro, it's going to be pretty cool. I think we're fixing to start rehearsing probably in about a month or two, and we're going to do one show. It's a benefit show for a friend of ours that has some health problems, and every bit of the money that we make is going to all go to her.
Wow, that's really nice.
Yeah,
do you guys have,
cool.
have a place yet? Are you going to play? Do you have a place you're going to play yet?
Not yet. We're going to figure that out. We're going to have a really nice, cool place to play at because we're expecting a bunch of people. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
Man, maybe you should talk to Kendall and stuff because she's kind of hooked up with a lot of places down in Austin at this point in time.
That's cool.
Yeah. Sweet.
I actually know the owner of Lone Wolf Management and Productions down there in Austin. Dave Dickinson is actually the nephew of the owner. I'm really good friends with him. He actually came up here to Dallas and watched us play here, and then he wanted us to go down to Austin and play for him and some people at Lone Wolf. And we actually wanted to do a promoting album with us. It was really cool.
Wow, that's
they're the
way
guys cool. who actually help and own ZZ Top.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So I can really officially say that Paranormal Circus rocks.
Heck yeah.
You know it. Heck yeah, man. This is great stuff. Oh.
Yeah.
Speaking of rocking and Austin, Texas, we have Vince the Madman taking to the streets of Austin, Texas, getting the most bizarre paranormal interviews you'll ever hear on the radio. So right here, let's play a little bit of classic Vince the Madman on DTM Wicked Radio's Paranormal Circus.
How are you?
Am I bothering you?
No, not at all. It's a beautiful day out.
I'm not in a good mood. Is this some kind of joke to me today?
What's that?
I'm not in a good mood. Is this some kind of joke to me today?
No.
You're a security guard.
Yes.
I got thugged by one.
Where?
He picked me up in the air and threw me down on the floor.
Around
here? So if you're here to pick me up and throw me down on the floor, I'm going to tell you I'm not in the mood for it.
I don't want to throw you down on the floor.
And the other one said, I'd better enjoy today, baby girl, because I never know, I could be dead tomorrow. Is that your message?
That is not my message. That's
and Securitas is my former ex-husband's mother's corporation from Sweden, the biggest mafia security firm in the whole world. Is this your message?
That is not my
that
own.
That cold bitch send you over here to send me a message?
I don't think she did,
but... That cold bitch abused my daughter and
okay.
made her gay and made her become a boy.
So is she a boy or is she gay?
No, she was a beautiful little girl that she used for her gay son's homosexual research because that bitch always wants to cruel treat children. Is that your message today?
That's...
You tell that bitch... And you tell the state of California, and you tell whoever Securitas sent over to me, I'm not listening anymore to your cruelty and your abuse anymore. You hear me?
I do hear you. Do you know anything about paranormal or ghosts.
No, do you?
I don't.
Have you had enough coming over to me, securitists, and abusing me for years? Are you here to pick me up and throw me?
I am not.
You damn well better not try it either.
I don't think I want to throw you.
Really? You have before with delight?
Not with complete delight.
Oh, yeah, with complete delight and smiling, too. You going to do it this time?
I don't think I am.
Oh, no, I think you came to.
It's another
come to
beautiful...
abuse women for my ex-husband and his mother, since that's her corporation, huh? Did you try to tell me?
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
Does it feel good?
Pretty good, I guess.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Nice, what a nice night. You're about to pick me up and throw me. No wonder.
Wow. I really wasn't
planning
on it. You tell
that son of a bitch where I told him to go before.
That is one of the greatest interviews ever.
Dude, he ran into the wrong person.
She was mad. She's like really mad. She was throwing down mad. She was saying that he wanted to throw her, like just pick her up and throw her, like a midget toss.
I wasn't playing.
He's gonna midget toss her. Oh my gosh, what's wrong with people? That's weird. I wonder if she's down at Rot Rally tonight, rocking out.
I bet that's where Misty's at.
Ooh, I haven't heard from her in a while. If people are wondering, like, who is Misty? She's this loon that calls in periodically and just, like, yells at us. Says all kinds of crazy stuff. Insane. She hasn't done it in a while. She might have checked herself back into the facility, so to speak.
Waverly Hills.
Oh, he's like one flew over the cuckoo's nest. Oh, speaking of flying over the cuckoo's nest, dude, like I tell everyone every single week, I say that 10 times fast anyway, everyone every single week, you have to go to Huffington Post Weird News. It's the craziest bunch of stuff you'll ever see or hear. Not only do they have great news articles about things that you would never imagine that would ever happen on the face of the earth, they also have pictures, they've got video, links, all this stuff. And one of the best, this is so dumb, this is one of the best articles I've seen all weekend. This guy named Edwin Tobergata, accused of making whoopee with a pool raft. Again. So,
what the hell?
This wasn't the first time that Edwin tried to get his groove on with a piece of pool equipment or an inflatable toy, so to speak. Yeah. So,
What an
airhead, for sure. He's a loon. So the story goes, Edwin, 35, was arrested in Hamilton, Ohio on Wednesday. I'm going to say that again. Edwin, 35, was arrested in Hamilton, Ohio on Wednesday for allegedly making whoopee with inflatable pool raft by the side of the road. This was reported by Fox 19 News. This is the fourth time that Edwin has been arrested for this kind of offense. And
he must be smoking K2.
Right? In 2011, Edwin was caught with his pants down in an alley with his neighbor's pink inflatable raft. Oh, yeah.
At least he went pink.
Yeah, that's kind of... He went to jail, but was arrested again in 2013 for making whoopee with the exact same raft, which had inexplicably not been thrown out. Now, obviously his act is very gross. It's offensive, it's gross, it's nasty, it's perverted, it's an abomination. thrown the raft out. You know what I'm saying? You'd have thought that. You know what I mean? Just out of personal hygiene concerns, you'd want to throw that raft out.
Yeah, little Johnson wounds all over it.
Yes. So, yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, yeah, so this guy, he's just, like, insane with this kind of thing. It's nuts. It says back in 2002, Edwin was arrested for publicly doing things with an inflatable pumpkin. It says, the object wasn't exactly a pool toy, but, you know, I guess it says on here, a man needs a little variety.
Okay.
No, it's the funniest thing ever, though. And like I said, people have to go to Huffington Post, Weird News, and check this out, because when he got arrested this last time, you'll not believe what he's wearing for a T-shirt. It actually says on it, "I'm out of my mind. Please leave me a message." That's Edwin. Edwin.
God.
Keep him away from your pool. He's kind of inappropriate. Yeah. Freaking Edwin. I mean, he needs to go by Ed or something. Edwin just sounds weird. Sounds like a fruitcake. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy stuff on here. Like I said, you definitely got to go to the Huffington Post Weird News, because you're never going to believe some of this stuff on here. I mean, we got this one guy. This dude, he fakes seizures to get free food. I mean, can you believe that? You go to the trouble faking a seizure to get, you know, dinner. Yeah, it's crazy. It says, for 4 years, Andrew Palmer scammed Baltimore bars and restaurants by ordering fancy meals and expensive drinks, then faking seizures. Now, the only bars he'll be visiting are jail bars. Palmer, 47, was sentenced on Friday to 5 years in jail for charges stemming from an incident last October when he racked up a $89 tab at a restaurant. And when it came time to pay the bill, Palmer faked a medical emergency. And so he didn't do it very well, but one of the employees at the restaurant said this, "I thought it was fake from the very beginning," Fisher told the station. "He was giving me the finger while he was seizing." So he was having, you know, he was faking a seizure, and while he was doing that, he was flipping off one of the employees at the restaurant. Oh my God.
Maybe he was just they were number one.
Right. That is so crazy. But I mean, eventually it just kind of backfired on him, and now he's facing 5 years in prison. So I guess it did pay off. Imagine that. $89 gets you 5 years in prison. That's pretty sick, man.
God, I know.
You'd probably be better off hitting the local HEB and getting you a dollar packet of ramen. You know? That way it'll keep you out of jail. It's not as fancy as probably that restaurant where you racked up $89 worth of grub. Probably all this fancy little junk, you know, they give you like little portions and everything, and it overcharge you, and the guys in the back probably drop the stuff on the ground anyway, there's probably hair on it, but they're going to charge like $89, and then you're going to go to all the trouble of having a seizure and trying to get the crap for free, and you could have went down to HEB and got yourself some ramen noodles and just kept yourself out of jail for like a buck.
Well, he's going to get all the free meals he wants where he's going.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with people. They've literally, some of them just lost their mind completely. I don't know. It's insane. It's totally insane. Oh, I do have a couple other news articles I want to talk about. But before that, I want to hit our Basalt Zombie Info commercial. actually PSA that we do each and every week here on the Paranormal Circus. We do this as a service to all you people out there who are considering bath salts. And even though they've been said to make people want to eat someone else's face off, still morons will try them anyway because you get so much satisfaction and pleasure out of them. They're so awesome. They make you feel so wonderful, you know, that you just can't stop, you know, from wanting to do it. So we're going to give you a little PSA right here. And it's only, you know, heard, of course, on DTM Wicked Radio's Paranormal Circus. So listen up. And I'm going to tell you, before we even start this thing, don't do bath salts, idiot.
Bath salts are a combination of several chemical synthetic drugs manufactured in labs. Many of these labs are in China or India. Bath salts mainly consist of three chemicals which make up MDPV. However, it is estimated that there are as many as 100 different bath salt chemicals available and in circulation. Bath salts can be smoked, snorted, or injected. When you ingest them, the chemical mephedrone causes an excess amount of the neurotransmitter dopamine to be released into your brain. Dopamine is a naturally occurring chemical in your brain that causes you to experience pleasurable emotions and feelings. With bath salts, these feelings are intensified by the large amounts of dopamine being produced. At the same time, MDPV acts as a dopamine reuptake inhibitor. This means that MDPV doesn't allow the dopamine in your brain to be reabsorbed. The short-term effect of consuming bath salts, then, is that you feel very happy and euphoric because your brain keeps producing more and more dopamine that isn't being reabsorbed by your synapses. While you will feel happy and energetic shortly after taking bath salts, soon these will turn into feelings of paranoia and even fear. The large amounts of dopamine in your brain will make it difficult for you to think rationally, and you will become restless and incapable of sleeping. You may also experience fluctuations in mood and attention span. You will experience an increased heart rate, which will result in higher blood pressure and often anxiety or paranoia. You will also begin to sweat. Because bath salts make your body function at a faster than normal level, many people who do bath salts also experience hyperthermia. Hyperthermia occurs when your body overheats because it's producing more heat than it can release at a given time. When you begin experiencing increased heart rate, high blood pressure, and hypothermia, your body believes that you are under attack. This is because the bath salts are overloading your brain and nervous system with what your body perceives as defensive mechanisms. Likewise, when you don't sleep, your body believes that you are remaining alert because of a perceived threat. Because bath salts will prevent you from sleeping, your body will release stress hormones to assist with the assumed danger. However, when no danger is actually present, the increase in stress hormones can cause paranoia and delirium. The high levels of dopamine in your brain, combined with the negative effects of sleep deprivation, can also cause you to hallucinate. Bath salt hallucinations are not bright and colorful like many drug-induced hallucinations are portrayed in the media. Rather, these hallucinations are typically dark and threatening because the bath salts are causing your body to react as if it were in danger. While on bath salts, you may also experience what seems to be superhuman strength. However, the truth is you are not any stronger than you were before. The increased dopamine and stress hormones in your body are causing you to be insensitive to pain. Therefore, you can experience a great deal of pain and not so much as flinch. This doesn't mean you can't be hurt, however. Your body is simply unresponsive to the normal nerve signals and warning signals that indicate a dangerous situation. Because they cause hypothermia, paranoia, hallucinations, and a low perception of pain, using bath salts can result in very dangerous and potentially life-threatening situations. If you or someone you know is using bath salts, contact Clarity Way today to learn how you can get help. Thank you.
welcome back to DT Wicked. I can't even say this right. I'm going to fix my face. Ready? Welcome back to DTM Wicked Radio's Paranormal Circus. I'm Will Scoville, joined by Robbie Prince. How was that? Wow.
That was good.
So that was our basalt PSA. So after hearing that, you should never, ever, ever want to do basalt, ever. Don't even think about it. You know?
That's right.
You know? And that's funny because, I'm not going to say funny. Actually, it's sick because I've got an article right here from the Huffington Post, Weird News. Subway biting attack in China. Retired school teacher apparently gnaws on younger man. Yeah, this is crazy. It says a retired school teacher in China allegedly brutally attacked a younger man in a squabble over a subway seat on Monday, repeatedly biting him until both men were covered in blood. That is disgusting. Can you imagine that? They even got a video of that. That is sick. So the 67-year-old man who's been identified only as Chen from China. That's kind of an ambiguous name. His name ought to be like Bob or whatever. Johnny from China. Anyway, Chen from China boarded the subway at around 8:30 a.m., according to CINA.com. The younger man, a 28-year-old, identified as Wu. Chen and Wu. That's awesome. Those are great names. Those are great Chinese names. Oh, my gosh. Wu reportedly shoved Chen out of his way as he scrambled to get a seat. So actually, the younger guy started it by giving Chen a little shove to get to a seat. Wow. And then Chen began chastening Wu for not respecting his elders. And according to a woman, the older man then punched Wu, resulting in a physical fight that ending with the biting scene in the video. So that's what led up to this video of, you know, this person getting the crap bit out of them. Not out of them or punched out of them, but bit out of them. It says both men suffered only minor injuries. So I guess it was good that he didn't, like, eat his face off, you know. Because at first I thought, wow, maybe they got these, you know, basalts in China. And this fella Chen, I don't know, you know, he could have took it, but, you know, took a smoke in it or snorting it or whatever. And boom, gets on the subway. And hey, that young kid's face looks really good. I'm going to eat it. But that really didn't happen. It was basically the young guy who was showing disrespect to the older Chen. You don't push an old guy out of the way. He's 67 years old. He'll butt your face off. Screw with him. You know, it turns into a real bad day. It's all fun and games until you get your face bit off. You know, it's crazy. But there's a lot of stuff been going on in the world that's really strange. I watch TV, like, sometimes, and I catch different news stations. And usually there's a lot of junk on. There's junk on Fox. There's junk on CNN, all that kind of stuff. What they'll do is they'll take the same news stories, like four of them, and they'll just play them all day long, over and 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 again, until you're sick of them. But they, like, drum them to your head, and they each got their own take on them. So I watch, like, Al Jazeera, which, I mean, what they do is try to disparage America and stuff, but they give you some, like, kind of different news. That's the only way I can watch, because it's just different. If these other news sources would actually give you some different stuff every now and then, it'd actually be worth watching. But, you know, I shouldn't watch the other one, really, because they're disparaging America. They come across like they're not, but they are. Anyone with more than a third grade education can figure it out. So it's really crazy. So yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff. They focused on a lot of Middle Eastern violence and stuff like that, you know. So whatever. I don't know. Huffington Post, Weird News. Check that out. It's funny. Yeah. Oh, Swing at Shadows. Okay, if people are wondering what that is in my background, okay, I do this show, like, weekly, right? It's awesome. But you would think that people in this residence would stifle, at least for an hour or so, just stifle. But you know what? For some reason, they can't do it. It gets ramped up during the time that I'm on my show for some reason. I'm going to have to fix that, Robbie. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to fix that. You know, I'm going to do something. I'm going to fix it. It ain't going to be pretty. It's not going to be nice. I might be the only one left in the house after that. But I'm going to fix it. That's all I got to say about that. We don't play. Homie, don't play. Sound like we play, but we don't play. Believe that. So, yeah. So, I'm trying to be nice and everything because my mom listens to the show. So, I'm nice. Try to be as nice as I humanly possibly can under the circumstances. So, yeah. Now, Swing at Shadows, the very talented Sanjay Patel, who's done work for MGM and all this other stuff. He does a lot of graphic art stuff, whatever. He makes great posters, graphics, all that good stuff. I think he's even worked on the book cover for that movie. When, of course, it was made because of the book. Well, he did the book cover. So 12 Years a Slave, he did that book cover, Sanjay did. But he's working on the Swing at Shadows poster right now. And as soon as that's done, we'll put it up. And we'll have some other news for Swing at Shadows, too. There's a lot going on with it, a lot going on behind the scenes. Sometimes I feel like an army of one. But I really actually would like some help. People should contact me if they want to help. If they want to help with Swing at Shadows, they should contact me. I got a lot to do. I need help. This could be an army of one. Terrible. You can't just do everything by yourself. It's lonely. It's lonely, people. And next thing I know, I'm on here. I'm getting Facebook pokes by people who you wouldn't want to get poked by. So, you know, that's what happens. I'm looking at it right now. Before we get out of here, I just want to take a look. You know what? I'm trying to work on my anger. I'm trying not to get, like, angry anymore. Like, not as angry as I used to all the time. So, I've got one. I'm going to count them. One. Let me see. Two. Two males poked me on Facebook. How many times, Robbie, have I told men not to poke me on Facebook? A lot? A zillion?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so the other 18 are females, and I'll just poke them back real quick or whatever. But I wonder sometimes, what do people think this stuff means? You know, does it mean that, hey, I think you like me, you know, and that kind of thing? That's what I take it as, sort of. But other people, I guess they think is, well, hey, it's poke, like, hey, what you doing, you know, type of thing, which is fine. But there should be something different called for that. I mean, they should have a different name for it. Like, hey, poke, I kind of dig you, or poke, hey, what's up? Maybe a hey, what's up button. That would be better. Because poke,
yeah.
Just, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it means. You know, then it gives you the suggested pokes. And that's really awesome because on my suggested pokes, there's four females and then one guy, and the guy's my cousin. So what kind of fruitcakes are operating Facebook? They need to check themselves. Weirdos. Oh, yeah. Oh, Robbie. I went golfing this week.
Yeah, I've seen that on Facebook.
Yeah, I made a real stupid face and took a picture. That was really cool. Yeah. But I felt good. I went out there and played 9 holes. Shot pretty well. I haven't been golfing about 6 years, 5 years, whatever. And I shot really good, so I felt great. So I had to take a picture with a stupid face. Yeah. So a lot of people liked it, which means they like when I make stupid faces. I guess now I'll just take one picture after another making a stupid face. Maybe that's what I'll do all weekend. I'll take stupid face pictures. I'll just the silliest faces ever. I can do the one where you have big lips. We push one lip down and you stick your tongue out. It looks like you got big lips. I can do that face. It's a pretty good one. Then you take that one where you take the sides of your mouth and open it up, and you chomp, 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 and it shows your teeth. And that's a kind of a weird face. And then you can do the one with a big smile one. That's a weird face. And then there's all kinds of assortments, like duck face. And then you could do some of the Zoolander faces, like the Blue Steel and Magnum and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. See if I get a lot of likes stuff. I'll put it under the album, like Idiot Faces. That's what I'll do. That'd be my job. I'll take pictures of my idiot face. So, yeah, it'd be good. Anyway, I'm out of my mind. I'm just rambling now. Holy crap, we better end the show before I just keep rambling. I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. We'll start clicking on Facebook, people's Facebook pages and saying stuff about them. That'd be funny. I could do that. But no, we won't. We'll spare everyone that. Well, actually, let's close this thing out, Robbie. Let's get out of here.
Cool. Be sure and join us next week for more of the Paranormal Circus. If you ain't listening to us, well, I guess you're at that deal in Austin checking out all the bands. You better be, because if you ain't there either, you're listening to dog shit. Later.
You got rabies.
Yeah. yeah.
I have a secret, and you keep it. It involves spilling blood and your waste. Don't mistake my intention. Or a murder for carnal disgrace, that would be unlawful. It's possible, there's a purpose right now. While you're facing the ground, who wants to see this? Understand what I'm talking about. While your family prepare for the grit as I choke you to death. And my choices, these voices, won't get out of my head as you panic. You're breathing harder on me. But do you perceive and believe you're becoming my victim? So lifting, I'm screaming so loud that I can't even hear myself. Feeling rushing into my veins.